This is a late oral hearing for, just for Seneca, AKA Bradley Dobie's Burger. ABC number 113423. Mr. Seneca is 44 years old and he is serving two consecutive 15-year sentences for attempted child molestation and four consecutive 10-year sentences for attempted sexual conduct with a minor, a total of six sentences consecutive to each other. The first 15-year sentence has expired. This is Mr. Seneca's 19th time before the board, and he was certified for this hearing, which is for parole the next consecutive sentence, or after discharge on February 21st, 2019. 1991, as a juvenile, Mr. Seneca was charged with numerous sexual misconduct with children. He was remanded to adult court, and on January 21st, 1992, he signed a plea agreement. And on February 8th, 1992, he was sentenced to lifetime probation and 6 months in jail. And that was on the two 15-year sentences. It should be noted that Mr. Seneca had been arrested and convicted on several child molest and other sexual misconducts with minors prior to the incident offense. This is all when he was a juvenile. His psych evaluation at the time of this sentencing said that he was a serious and predatory sex offender. After his release, while on probation, he committed numerous offenses with children, and on March 11, 1994, Mr. Seneca's probation was violated, and he was sentenced to two 15-year consecutive sentence for attempted child molestation. Additionally, he was convicted by a jury on May 16, 1995 of four counts of attempted sexual conduct with a minor, which is part of what led up to the probation revocation. He was sentenced to four consecutive 10-year sentences to be consecutive to the two 15-year sentences that he had already been sentenced on. In the last 5 years, he's had four tickets. January of 2014 was promoting prison contraband. He was found guilty and it was a minor. The other three, one in 2014 and 16 and one in 17, were minors, and they were informally handled. He's had no programming. He's got no release plan, which is understandable. He has no support community or family. We also don't have any victims' opposition or letters. And we do have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated February 13, 2019, indefinite opposition to any release for Mr. Seneca, a.k.a. Mr. Strickland. Based on all the information in the report and the gravity of the charges and the obvious lack of Mr. Seneca's ability to follow the rules in regards to molesting children, I am going to move to, I don't feel that he's a good candidate for any type of release or move to his next consecutive sentence, but I'm going to listen to this question from my fellow board member. No discussion. So I'm going to move to deny Mr. Christopher Seneca, ABC number 113423, parole to his next consecutive sentence or after he's discharged at this time, and with the date of the crime, I'm going to ask for 1 year set off.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and then the House. Parole the next consecutive sentence or after discharge with the type of release that was denied. Serious and deep offense, trauma victims, aging victims, multiple victims, victim harassment, violating probation, offender. Recent infractions, lack of programming, poor police plan, and no family or community support, and unless there's something that my fellow board members would like added, this will end the hearing.